Hello, hello.
Hello.
Once again, I am driving here in LA traffic. I'm trying it on some headphones. I'm gonna see how this sounds. Currently, I'm in pretty much stop and go because at this section of the 405, it claimed there's always construction. I never see it happening. I just see current state of it. It seems like perpetual. The 405 is like the 35 in Dallas, except way worse. But this construction is nuts. At this point, it is literally stop and go. I mean, thankfully, I'm in this hybrid and it can operate mostly off this battery here. And then whenever I break it, recharges it. So the gas mileage is actually pretty good in traffic because the speeds are so freaking slow. So I decided this would be a great time to speak because also hopefully the exterior audio is hopefully there's not a bunch of muffling, but I did a test and it's still there. It's always there. But one thing that inspired me to speak right now is the thought, or this post I saw actually on LinkedIn, and it is the knowledge you take for granted could be life-changing for someone else. You owe it to the world to hit publish. And I'm not on really LinkedIn all that much. And typically LinkedIn, it's algorithm based, so it's heavy on the very popular people. So this was by this guy named Justin Polish, who always gets hundreds of comments and thousands of impressions, and pretty much see his stuff every time, but it's always this kind of motivational malarkey, really. But it also has some truth, and like that entire thing is truth, because everybody out there who has published, they've really just taken that courage to publish. And obviously there is some talent and skill, but a lot of that is honed through trial and error. Most people are not Mozart. Most people have to develop a craft. And that is exactly what I am trying to do right here with my speech. It's hopefully to develop a craft. And the importance of that kind of discipline is really what pushes our entire society forward. It's the aggregate of our it's the aggregate of our individual discipline, because what is collective discipline? It's laws and mandates and the stick method versus the carrot. That leads to some uprisings. There must be balance in how we drive ourselves. And so every one of us must share something. Obviously we're in this time of hyper sharing, but a lot of it's about bickering or about not really trying to have a genuine experience. Because think online, I mean, all of us are scrolling all the time. How much of that is a really genuine experience? How much of that is as genuine as even texting that person, or even calling, or even video chatting, or even actually being in the same space as them? And I mean, they're trying to recreate the spatial component with stuff like the metaverse, and we'll see what happens there. But I am all about the individual experience, because the individual is the only way any of us experience this world. So that must be held first and foremost, rather than some kind of arbitrary collective, because viewing in the eyes of the collective is nothing more. It's nothing more than a set of statistics that we choose to frame our argument in. And I mean, look on all these news websites. They're all, it's not as if we are being directly lied to with explicitly false stories. It's all about framing. And they pick and choose, and then they might alter here or flat out lie here, but it's about a detail. It's not about the whole story. And the whole story is what really matters. And the whole story, it can't really ever be told except through the eyes of individuals and through our own personal experience, because we're also caught up in trying to be like other individuals, but also trying to fit in the group. But how can I be like another individual? I would then be a copy, a duplicate, and by definition, there's no way I would then be an individual. I would be a copy instead of an individual. This existential experience, that should be sitting first and foremost in all of our decisions, but it's not. It's unfortunately not. Because true awareness, being able to watch ourselves instead of being possessed by media and advertising, and jealousy and greed and lust and everything out there that's a distraction. A distraction from what, though? A distraction from yourself. And this is not some kind of extreme egoist or platonically satanic kind of worship of self. But all too often we are told to not even think of ourselves or how bad it is. Why is that? That person is only operating in their own self-interest out of the attempt to control. Some interesting times. We all have this ability to publish. There are no gatekeepers. There's very few gatekeepers. That's a time for a whole other discussion, because the gatekeepers are definitely out there. But it's kind of like that southern border. There may be some gates and some walls, but there's a lot of ways to go around it. Or under it, or over it, flat out through it. So just think, how can we all get to this next level instead of just being some worker or some slave for some gigantic megacorp or some government? Because at the end of the day, there is no difference.